A couple weeks ago, I spoke to everybody about, in the first chapter of Philippians, and just quickly went over a couple of scriptures there, and in doing that, I thought I would just leave that alone. And after I was done talking with Brother Chris yesterday, I started to do some studying and went to some comfort texts and Ephesians and looked at some prayers that the Apostle Paul had prayed. And couldn't feel that's where I needed to be. So I'm drawn back to the book of Philippians. And if the Lord will bless us, I'll talk for a couple of minutes about this, and then I'll turn things over to Brother Chris to carry on. So a little history. I guess we would title this Striving for Unity. Not strifing for unity, but striving for unity. A little history about the church in Philippi. It's spoken of in Acts chapter 16, starting in verse 6. Now I'm going to mess up some names, as I always do. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia in the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they come out of my Asia, and they essayed to go unto Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by my Asia, came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed to him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis. And from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of the part of Macedonia and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath, we went out to the city by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. And there is the start of the church in Philippi in Macedonia. It's a little bit of history. And it's important to understand that when you read the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul has written an epistle of encouragement, and it's an epistle of love towards a people that had been very, very good to him in his trials. He sent provisions while he was in jail. He tended after their needs. As a matter of fact, he had spoken in the letter, one of the Corinthian letters, he speaks about the blessings he had received from the church, from the Philippian church. So a couple weeks ago, I spoke to you about the love that Christ, about what Paul speaks about his love towards the people in Philippi. He says, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the last day of Jesus Christ. So when you go over to, so he was establishing, he loves these people. But as with any church, it's not perfect. And there were some issues that he was going to address later on. But in order to establish that he was going to address these issues and warn them, in particular in chapter 3, he sets up that he tells them that he loves them. And then he goes into chapter 2, and in 11 verses, the first 11 verses, succinctly lays out a pattern, an understanding of what Christ has done for us and how we should be together in unity and in meekness. So let's read. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. So he's saying, if you've ever felt consolation, encouragement in Christ, if you've ever had some comfort of love from Christ, if you've ever had some fellowship of the Spirit, if you had any bowels, emotions, if you ever had any mercies of Christ, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Focusing back on Christ, what he has done, what he has given you. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. I pray that I'm always of this attitude, because it's a struggle that I have. I'm blessed to have a wife who is very, very, very good at making sure that I understand my station in life. And I'm thankful for that, because I can get big-headed. So, but not about scriptures. Just want to let you know that, Brother Chris, for future reference. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And he goes through seven different things that Jesus Christ did in humbling himself so that ultimately he could give freely to his children what had already been determined before the world began. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. So he didn't go out talking about himself. If you remember his first miracle, he didn't want to do. He wasn't ready. He said, my time had not come. And then he tells them not to say anything about the fact that he had turned water into wine, because he wasn't out trying to make a reputation about himself. Yet people went out and spoke about it. And he was made in the likeness of men. So he's God made in the flesh. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We have a reason to be striving for unity. And the reason is much more than I like you, because I do. As a matter of fact, I love you. It's because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, that we should be working together in unity and in like mind and in meekness of spirit, caring for one another, not just our own needs, but the needs of one another. And in doing so, we can come together and we can see our Lord high and lifted up. Because then when you go down to verse 9, it's exactly where we go. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's why we're here. That's why we've come here together today. Hopefully, that is what we try to do and strive to do on a daily basis. And I appreciate you guys listening. I'm going to ask that you sing a verse, first verse of 309, and we're going to turn it over to our pastor, who can come up and close things out. Thank you.